Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
How much for Milo? The unsettling man asked. I beg your pardon? I responded. The 5:26 p.m. train home from Manchester is usually brimming with commuters. On this evening, however, it was oddly empty. To ensure I stayed awake and didn't miss our stop, I pressed my face against the ice-cold window beside me. But when a voice disrupted the silent train carriage, I slowly peeled my frozen cheek from the glass pane and twisted to face the frightful figure sitting across the aisle from me. "How much for Milo?" the man repeated. He was wearing a black trench coat that encased his body from his neck to his feet. He also had an entirely unremarkable face, brown hair and brown eyes. There was nothing particularly frightening about him, and yet everything about him frightened me. He was the only other person in my section of the train, and that realization paralyzed me. Every woman dreads such an encounter. Still, this was not the first time I had felt threatened by a strange man in a public space. I fought hard to swallow the monstrous lump in my throat, and I made an effort to deliver my words confidently.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
How do you know the name of my child? I asked. The man responded by nodding at my boy's fluffy blue beanie. It had his name stitched across the front, a handmade present from my mum. The explanation seemed rational, so my heart slowed a little, but the man's gaze still filled me with an overwhelming sense of impending doom. Please leave me alone, I said, setting a firm boundary. I gazed down at the small bundle of joy in my lap. Milo was wriggling around with a contented look on his face. I remember thinking that I was ready to die for my boy. I envisioned myself lunging for the man's throat, tearing a chunk out of it with my teeth. I was not going to let any harm come to my baby. I would do anything to protect him. How much would it take? The man gently inquired. I have pepper spray in my pocket, I instantly retorted. He smiled, and it was, without a doubt, the most horrific smile I have ever seen. It was not even particularly malicious or threatening. It was simply wrong. The curvature of his grin was lopsided, and his lips twitched almost imperceptibly for the briefest moment, but I noticed it. It looked as if the man had never smiled before. It was as if he were simply attempting what he had assumed to be a smile. "I can see this isn't the right time," he conceded, standing up. I clenched, clutching Milo in my arms. My eyes had not blinked during our entire conversation. I had not dared to close them, even for a millisecond.
"The next stop is Mill Hill," came a voice over the tannoy.
"This is me," the man declared. I watched and waited. He did not depart the train, but many others did. I did not want to be left alone on a carriage with him. Acting quickly and hugging Milo tightly to my chest, I darted for the doors and followed the crowd of people onto the platform. With bated breath, I watched the man on the train, and he watched me. He did not follow, and when the doors finally closed, I exhaled. I watched the train pull away from the station, almost crying with relief. I still felt my heart pounding furiously against my ribcage, but I did, at the very least, feel I could breathe again. Of course, I now had a much longer walk ahead of me because I'd exited the train two stops early. "Just a little walk home, Milo," I promised my boy in a half-convincing attempt to conceal my terror. "It's good to stretch our legs, eh?" The problem is that I had to walk along dark, icy roads. There were plenty of people around at that time, as everybody was coming home from work, so the initial part of the journey was not too overwhelming. I did receive some judgmental looks. People were probably wondering why a lone woman with a baby was walking home in the dark. I didn't blame them. Every ounce of my being wanted to call an Uber or return to the station and wait for a later train, but I stubbornly pressed onwards. I didn't exactly have the spare funds for any additional transport anyway. It was a 2-hour walk on a cold night in December. I told myself that was manageable. Milo was wrapped up beneath my thick coat, and he had numerous layers. I wasn't majorly worried about warmth, but I started to realize that I'd been very foolish. No, perhaps I'm being harsh on myself. After all, with that man's ghastly smile floating around in my brain, it was hard to think clearly. When protecting a baby, parents can act in irrational ways. Plenty of mothers have made rasher decisions than walking home in the dark, I assured myself. Still, when I reached the tunnels that passed beneath Accrington, I started to think that it might be time to head to the main road. An Uber was a luxury I could scarcely afford, but it wasn't worth risking the safety of Milo and me. I looked at the GPS on my phone. On foot, cutting through the terrifying tunnel, I could reach home in 10 minutes, and the sheltered passage would provide warmth, I told myself. Perhaps it was worth the risk. I eyeballed the cavernous chasm before me and plunged into the gaping mouth of Accrington's gloomy underground tunnel. There were flickering lights lining the walls, but they were covered in mold. Some of them were broken, most of them were faded, and none of them provided sufficient illumination. It was such a long and dark passage that I couldn't even see a reassuring light at the tunnel's exit. There was nothing but a pit of blackness before and behind me. As I started to regret my decision and prepare to turn on my heel, a sudden clunking sound echoed from the darkness at the far end of the tunnel. Milo started to wriggle inside my coat. "Hush, baby," I tenderly pleaded. "It's okay. Mommy's going back the way she came." And then something appeared beneath the dim glow of a tunnel light that still functioned. A man. He raised a hand and waved at me. I did what I should have done long before that. I turned and sprinted back to the tunnel's entrance. I couldn't see where I was going, and I prayed that I would not stumble over anything in the dark. I clutched Milo tightly, but the sudden movement seemed to jolt him from his slumber. He began to wail uncontrollably, and it took all of my bravery not to do the same. How much for Milo? The words carried down the tunnel in a haunting echo, chasing me all the way back to the entrance. I looked at the GPS on my phone, trying to find the fastest way to the main road. Without thinking, I started to cut through the woodland that surrounded me.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I know it wasn't very smart to weave between trees in the dark, especially whilst being stalked by a madman, but the footpath seemed too long and windy. The shortcut seemed like the best option. I was fixated on the goal at hand. I had to reach civilization as quickly as possible. I used the flashlight on the back of my phone to light the way, making sure I didn't run headfirst into any trees. Milo continued to cry inconsolably. "I know, baby," I breathlessly whispered as I sprinted onwards. "I know." There was a sudden whistling sound. It filled me with immense dread. It seemed to have the same effect on everything in my surroundings as birds suddenly soared from the trees in a frenzied panic. I kept pushing onwards, but I suddenly recognized the tune. How much is that doggy in the window? The whistling turned into humming. It was a gentle, wispy sound that hovered in the air like a bitter breeze. Eventually, the man began to sing his own demented version of the song in a fragile croon. "How much for that baby in the window?" he delicately sang. My phone's flashlight suddenly caught his face between two trees, and the man pounced upon me, swiping at my arms in a wild attempt to steal my child. He only caught my face, but those fingernails were wretched weapons. Cheeks stinging with claw marks and blood trickling down my face, I sprinted blindly through the trees, driven by primal fear. I felt that I was moments from death. It was nothing short of a miracle when I finally stumbled past the edge of the tree line and found myself standing beside a busy main road. I didn't even think about calling a friend or an Uber. I ran into moving traffic, flailed my arms, and caused two cars in opposite lanes to slam on their brakes. Obviously, the drivers were furious, but their anger quickly subsided when I explained my horrifying predicament. One of them proceeded to call 999, and he waited with me until a police vehicle arrived. The officers escorted Milo and me home. The police collected all of the information that I had on the stalker, but I had this horrible feeling that it would be a fruitless endeavor. I think he's still following me and biding his time.
I was one of those kids you see walking around zoos or amusement parks wearing a leash. Those were already a thing 20-plus years ago, but less common, and were initially only tied around the wrist. In my case, it was a necessity. I would always start wandering off from the rest of the family, no matter what situation. This is one of the stories that led to me earning a leash. It happened when I was about 6 years old, and I went to the zoo with my mom and sisters. Before every family outing, my mom made sure to give me the talk about not wandering off again or face the consequences. My mom was a strict parent that made good on her promises. She had to, being a single mom of three. I didn't try to disobey her, per se, but I often just didn't pay attention to the world and people around me. No different this day. I behaved and followed the group for a while, but then a butterfly garden caught my attention and I was off. When I finally realized I separated myself from my mom and sisters again, I panicked and started walking around the zoo looking for them, being afraid for my mom's reaction more than anything else. After a while, I somehow got it in my head that if I could just walk out, find our car and wait there, my family would eventually find me. So I did. I got lost within a couple of minutes walking around a strange neighborhood, looking for either our car or the way back to the zoo. Nothing looked familiar. I started crying. My mom was gonna be so mad.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Then, this man came up to me, just normal looking, about 40 years old, asking me if I'm lost. I explained I lost my family when we were visiting the zoo, and I'm looking for the way back. I couldn't believe my luck when the man told me he had just come from the zoo and saw a family there, standing near the entrance, who were waiting for a little girl with blonde hair and a baseball cap. But I was still a few blocks away, so he proposed I walked with him to his car, and we could drive the rest of the way back. Just the mention of his car finally made me hesitant. I told him I wasn't allowed to get in the car with strangers. My mom would be so mad. He then said something like that was true, but I looked smart enough to know if I could trust someone. Don't remember the exact words, but something like it. Also, he added, he spoke to my parents earlier when they were looking for me, so he's not a complete stranger. That didn't seem right. I asked him if he really talked to my dad, who had died a year before. And when he said he did, I broke down crying uncontrollably. I still didn't understand the situation I was in. I was just really confused about everything and scared of how angry my mom was going to be after all this. Finally, my crying caught the attention of the security guard of the parking building we were standing next to, asking if there was something he could help me with. The guy stepped aside with the security guard and started explaining the situation, but made it vaguely sound like he was my father and we were looking for his wife. The security guard seemed to believe him, pointing us in the right direction towards the zoo. The man thanks the security guard and proceeds to take my hand and walk away. The security guard takes a last look at me and asks me, in a comforting, friendly, adult-to-child kind of way, why I'm still crying. I tell him that my dad is dead. He looks really confused for a few seconds and asks if this man is not my dad. I tell him again, no, my dad is dead, in a split second.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
His whole face and posture changes, and he turns to look at the guy who's trying to explain he never actually said he was my dad, that the security guard must have misunderstood, and he was just helping me find my mom. The security guard said he appreciated the man's help, but he would take me off his hands now. And the guy immediately took off. I don't think there was much else the security guard could have done. I explained the whole situation, and after making a phone call, he walked me to the entrance of the zoo, which was just around the corner from the parking building. From there, we were brought to the security's office, where my mom and sisters were already waiting. I feel extremely lucky for the security guard being at the right place at the right time that day, and very grateful for the extra second of time he took that could have made all the difference.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.